Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier, and I am recording this from beautiful, beautiful Baja, Mexico, where I am with friends of mine celebrating this beautiful equinox. And I'm referring to this equinox as the Aries equinox instead of spring equinox, because for us in the northern hemisphere, Aries initiates spring, and in the southern hemisphere, it's the autumn equinox. So, we're just going to refer to the solstices and the equinoxes as the Aries or the Libra. And I just want to take for a moment some time for us to connect heart to heart, wherever you are and whenever this is for you. And just placing your hand on your heart and taking a few deep breaths. Thanking your body for bringing you to this moment. And let's just send down a beautiful root from the base of our spine, connecting us into the earth. Taking a moment to thank the earth for the many, many ways she nourishes our lives, for the beauty and the abundance and the life that she provides for us. Whenever we acknowledge and honor and give thanks to the spirit of the earth or the spirit in all life, our connection grows and the vitality and the life force expands around us and within us. And just take a moment to breathe the beautiful green crystal light that emanates from the center of the earth, up that root system and into your body. Seeing your body filled with the green crystal light that's nourishing, regenerating. And then for a moment, see above your head a beautiful golden sun, the light of your own higher self. And breathing this light into the top of your head, feeling it melt like warm liquid light down into your heart. And exhaling through your whole body. At the moment of your birth, your higher self sent a hologram of itself into your heart. So inside of you is the light of your own divine self. And no matter what you are experiencing, that love and that light and that support and that higher perspective and presence is always available. And in some ways, that's what this equinox is about. So we move into 0 degrees Aries on March 20th. And Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. And because it is the first sign of the zodiac, astrologers consider this the new year. And it sets up the themes for the whole year. So what I'm going to do is describe the birth chart of this season and some of the highlights in this chart of the equinox. But I'm also going to talk about the main astrological alignments that are available to us all year. And I want to start by saying that when we talk about these alignments and these energies, there is a higher octave and a lower octave. And who we are and how we engage this determines how we are affected by it and what medicine we make of it in our lives and bring to the world. And so we can't say that it affects everyone the same way. And so what I like to do is to share with you the information so that you can connect to the highest possible expression of this within yourself. and to give you a larger perspective so you can understand some of what you are experiencing from that big picture perspective. So this year we have a very large new beginning because waves of light and energy that were opened up by the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction at the winter solstice are still pouring through. I want you to imagine that a portal opened that is constellating waves of light and consciousness and a doorway to a new reality that we are anchoring within us, and that it is already changing us. And this energy is going to be present. That is the seed point for the next 20 years and the next 200 years, even after that. And I did include in this another audio about the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction. And one thing that I forgot to tell you was that the last time there was a Saturn-Jupiter conjunction in air signs, and where the air signs were the conjunctions for 200 years, I talk about many of the advances in technology on the next audio that you can listen to. But what I forgot to tell you is that not only was the microscope invented during this time, eyeglasses, the printing press, and the telescope. And I want you to imagine for a moment the changes in our reality that came about because of the microscope or the telescope, eyeglasses, the printing press. And that what we can look forward to is over the next 20 years and over the next 200 years, such massive shifts in technology and innovation that we can't even imagine what visionary reality will open up for us, how it will connect us to new ways of doing things that are in alignment with the earth and what is sustainable and what will work. So we have these waves of light and energy, this doorway that was opened up at the winter solstice with this rare conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter that I know that many of you saw. And even if you didn't see it, I know that many of you felt it. It was a transmission, a large transmission, and doors were opened. And now we have the equinox. And at the equinox, we have also a very high light filled energy. We have 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night at the equinoxes. And it is a balance point between our head and our heart, between the masculine and the feminine, between light and shadow, between the past and the future. It's a balance point. It's a time of integration. The sun tracks along the equator at the equinoxes, which gives us that equal light and darkness. And when it does that, it actually shifts the Earth's magnetic field. And it almost like lowers the shield so that we have access to the invisibles, to the guides, to the teachers, to the light-filled realms, even more than we normally do. So it's a very high time. And it's a time where our intentions really matter. So at this time of the equinox, we have the sun moving into 0 degrees Aries. And at the chart of this time, we also have Chiron in Aries. Chiron is the master healer and teacher and mentor. And we have the moon in Gemini, Mercury in Gemini, and the north node in Gemini. And we have Venus and Mercury and Neptune in Pisces. And I will explain what that means in English in a moment, I promise. So let's talk about Aries. Aries brings about exuberance, lights to lead the way into new territory. Aries is aligned to her mission and her purpose. She likes to bring greater light into the world, more justice. She is like the mama bear protector of the earth and humanity. She's enthusiastic, quick moving. The energy this time of year is quick moving. And in fact, right now we have all the planets are moving direct, which supports integration and forward movement. We haven't had that in a long time. Aries is about beginner's mind, fresh new life, inspired, committed action, being on a mission, the impulse to create something new. It's like getting your marching orders from heaven. Getting that new assignment is what Aries is all about. And so we have this Aries equinox energy coming in right after we've had this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. So I want you to imagine that there's all this new energy pouring in. We've been receiving this transmission. It's been changing us. And now it hits this energy that's like fast forward movement, enthusiastic. And at the same time, what we have all 2021, and this is what I'm going to talk about quite a bit in this, is we have Saturn and Uranus are squaring all of 2021 and a great deal of 2022 as well. And this is the major alignment we're working with. And these planets are within a few degrees of each other all year. And when they're exact was February, they'll be exact again in June and then again in November. No, December. And these planets being squared is kind of like saying, okay, there's all this new energy and it's meeting the old structures, our old consciousness, our old reference points, our belief systems, who we thought we were. And suddenly there's been this space opened up within us. There's been transmissions. And when we actually go inside of ourselves, we're different. Our old lives don't necessarily work in the same ways than they did before. And so this Uranus-Saturn square is a call to action. It's a pressure to grow and to change and to bring something into new form. I'm going to speak about this a bit more. I want to talk a little bit about the chart of the equinox before I dive more into this. So we've got the moon in Gemini, and Gemini is a shapeshifter. Gemini invites change in a delicious and magical way. Gemini is about communication, learning how to communicate this new consciousness, learning how to shift our relationship to our lives and to reality in ways that are playful, creative, finding ways to tell a new story about ourselves and our lives and the world that we live in. Gemini is a storyteller, bringer of magic, and shapeshifter. Gemini also is about making choices. So we've got the moon, Mars, and the North Node in Gemini, and there's a lot of energy here. Gemini is a sign that is in service to spirit. And how Gemini serves spirit, number one, is to bring in new perspectives and to bring in that playful quality of kind of getting the joke that as real as this reality is, it's a hologram of something much larger. And Gemini understands that and can see that one can change in the blink of an eye, that when you change your story, you can change your life. When you change your energy, you can change reality, and it can happen very quickly. Gemini is also about inviting in divine grace and synchronicity into the world. So the moon is there and the masculine is there. And the north node, which is like the destination point, is there at the time of this equinox. And then we also have Neptune, Mercury, and Venus in Pisces, another sign that is in service to spirit. Pisces is all about healing. It's all about connecting to universal love and consciousness and bringing it in for healing, bringing in great compassion, intuition, inner guidance. So these energies are very, very awake and alive in us. The day after the equinox, Venus moves from Pisces into Aries. And a week after the equinox, we have a full moon. And in fact, this year we have the new moon in Pisces and the full moon in Libra, each a week away from the equinox. And so this equinox really is a threshold of, the old into the new and riding the wave of that new moon, which was a mystical, creative, healing new moon into the full moon, which also has a lot of energy around healing in it, because the sun and Venus and Chiron are all at the same degree opposite the moon. So there's this awakening of healing, awakening of how do we bring compassion to our deepest fracture points, to places that have really felt frozen and traumatized. How do we bring that healing energy in? That's what that, so this equinox is waking all of that up and energizing all of that. So that's all I would like to say about the birthday energy. And now I want to talk about what it means for Uranus and Saturn to be squaring all year. Uranus is very similar to Aquarius. It's in fact the higher octave of Aquarius. Uranus is about freedom. It's about evolution. It breaks up stagnation. In fact, this transit of these two planets, Uranus is a spiritual initiation. It has to do with changes in consciousness and changes in our energy. It's about awakening. It's about flashes of insight and intuition. It's about innovation. It's about getting upgrades, liberating. It is about quantum shifts. It is about making space to get struck by lightning, but in a good way, not in a literal way. It's about Kundalini, awakening in our bodies. It is about an empowerment of progressive humanitarian values, and it opens us to this huge spaciousness and the witness within us. It's associated with our nervous systems, our meridians, our chakras. And it can also be disruptive. It's called the great disruptor. So we need to be very conscious about what needs to be disrupted, like racism, like unbridled economic growth without restraint or without consideration for how it affects the planet. Uranus is about bringing in something that's unique. It is quick moving. It does have to do with eruptions, shocks, and sudden revelations, breakthroughs in technology, communication, consciousness. Now you've got Uranus, and if you have listened to my talk about Aquarius in Saturn and Jupiter conjunct, it sounds a little bit like that. But Uranus is a higher octave, and it's even more action-oriented. And Uranus has been in Taurus for a while and will be so for until 2026. So Uranus is this spirit-directed, change-making, awakening energy, and Taurus is the earth. It's stable and it's solid. And so during this time, we are seeing a lot of ways we need to wake up to how the earth is changing based on what we've done. And we're seeing snowfall in Texas. You know, today there are tornadoes where I live. There's just massive changes in the earth. But it's also about waking us up to embodying spirit. Taurus is the incarnation of the feminine, the earth mother. And Uranus is about awakening spirit into our bodies. So then you have it squaring Saturn. And a square brings tension to take action. It requires action. It's not that we get bopped over the head and suddenly things change. We do get bopped over the head. We do get woken up, but then we have to do something about it. So we've had this doorway that opened, this transmission that has been happening to higher consciousness, higher love. And now it's about taking that and moving with that in ways. And it also has to do with noticing the challenge of our old reference points, our old selves, how we have known ourselves to be, as well as the geopolitical structures, the economic structures, the technological structures, all aspects of life that are changing. And so Saturn is the planet that is the farthest planet that we can see with our naked eye. And it has to do with bringing in the planets outside of Uranus have to do with the Saturn have to do with transpersonal. There's spirit. So Saturn brings spirit into matter to make it practical, to make it stable, to make it work. Saturn has to do with being masterful, being connected to the wise ones, to the elders, to the creator beings that are the creative forces of the universe that are practically brewing up reality. And in our own lives, it is those solid, tangible, stable structures. So as much as Uranus is this awakening, electrical, sudden shifts, revelations, Saturn is about structure and form, reference points, what supports life. It's about things taking root. It's about crystallizing things into form. Being a master builder, Saturn births new realities and it grounds. Saturn is stable, persistent, and solid. So you have these two energies that are having a conversation with each other. So there can be clashes between the old ways and the new ways. There can be a vacillation inside of yourself between what is familiar and known and the unknown. And there can be moments of fear when you step inside the quietness of your heart and you notice that you feel really different, that you feel really spaciousness. And something is old contracts have ended and new ones are being created. And it's taking time to adjust, and a great deal of change needs to happen in terms of how we think about ourselves and how we think about each other and how we work together. And one of the wake-up calls that's happening is this awareness that we cannot do things alone as much as we have been, that the level of isolation and creating by ourselves, this is an invitation to create more within community, to think about the good of the whole and not just yourself, and to experience, not just to know, that we are all connected. And so we also come out of this year that has been a year like no other, this virus that really has been a portal to a completely new way. And we don't yet even know the amount of change that is taking root. But many of us have been inside of our homes with ourselves, and we are seeing what needs to change in our lives. We are seeing what has already changed and what we don't want to go back to anymore. Certainly the work environment we can see has completely changed, and that we're going to start to see more hybrid work from home, work with others. And as we enter spring in many countries, in many places, people are starting to move outside, and we're starting to get together as more and more people are vaccinated and people are getting together again. But who we are when we're getting together is actually quite different than a year ago. And so we're kind of unwrapping that over the next year and figuring out what changes we need to make. So if you have too much Uranus, you can have extremism and impatient. Your nervous system can feel overly agitated. And sometimes people want to change too quickly without the grounding of knowing how will this affect other people or how can this be solid and stable. Sometimes it's too much revolutionary energy that blows up systems that isn't thinking. And in fact, I would say that on January 6th, Mars and Uranus were together. And so there was an activation of this. There was an imbalance of this energy. We saw the imbalance of this energy. And if you have too much Saturn, the structures get too rigid and they don't like change. So when you have a square, you do have a conversation sometimes with the extreme elements of this erratic, impatient, extremist element and this rigid element that doesn't want change, and it can create tension. So I want to say that we may see that, but what we're moving towards, what the invitation is to bring about a conversation that integrates the change and this masterful place. So the balance point looks like persistent, disciplined action on all of the new awarenesses that we have had and the new energy that's embodying within us that leads to lasting change. It's about laying groundwork for future breakthroughs that are sustainable and that bring in practical solutions that are innovative, but they work. It is about innovation that is grounded in practicality. It is about the evolution of all structures and forms. It is about embodying our spirits like we've never done before. We have access to aspects of our spirit self that are seeking expression and embodiment in ways that we have not seen and that are needed. And as they come in, they wake us up and we change. We can't stay in normal. Whatever normal was, it's long gone. We've left it in the dust. And sometimes I want to say this can bring in fear because we are in the unknown, and we're also aware of how much change is needed. And we need to bring in that masterful Saturn, that masterful, and the masters on the other side that can help us bring in practical, solid solutions to some of the, you know, Uranus wakes us up and it brings through sudden revelations. And like one minute you're in one reality, the next minute you're in another. You become aware of something. And once you see something, you can't unsee it. And then Saturn needs to help us make those changes. So over the next year, there's this energy for change, this energy for innovation. It really does empower social movements that are rooted in social justice, but in ways that require persistent, consistent action. And then you can see very powerful results. So a healthy synthesis of these two is when we're willing to take the actions out of the discoveries that have opened up. And it looks like breakthroughs in technology. It looks like breakthroughs in social justice movements. It looks like breakthroughs in our consciousness, ways to change belief systems that have gotten too entrenched. So sometimes Saturn makes things crystallized in form that when things need to change. So Uranus comes in and it shakes it up. I was actually thinking of, it seems like we're building a whole new foundation. And so the old foundation has to be ripped up. And so Uranus comes in almost like a drill. They were drilling the roads here the other day, and I was thinking, oh, this is like some of the ways that Uranus comes. It drills up the old concrete, and then spirit, then you're laying down this new structure, and it's a multidimensional structure. It doesn't feel like concrete. You're rooting into spirit and to an expansive. And it's requiring us to delve very deeply into areas of ourself that have been frozen into form, frozen from lifetimes of trauma, ancestral trauma, and this life trauma that we haven't been able to move. Uranus opens up the space. It assists us in bringing the light of our consciousness, of our presence, of our love into spaces that have been hidden from us, that we need to be awake to so that we can transform them. So on a very personal level, it is about going into those places that are hardened within us. I'm going to give you an example from my own life. Years ago, I was in a Uranus cycle, and I was actually having a very a challenge in my marriage, and I was thinking of leaving my marriage. All of this was coming from my mind. It was mental loops in my mind that I couldn't get out of. I have a good marriage and I had a good marriage then. But in my mind, I was obsessed with seeing what the problems were, not seeing where there was goodness, but seeing where there were problems and seeing where there were places that both of us just didn't see eye to eye, or we just couldn't blah, 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 blah. So I was thinking about leaving, which would have been a terrible mistake. And I was invited to be an astrologer on a dolphin swim. And we get to this island, Bimini, and the winds are going 40 miles an hour every day. You cannot go on a boat when the winds. And the winds, wind is like Uranus. It's the winds of change. And I was feeling like the winds moving my energy and opening me and softening me. And it felt really good to be in the wind, even though we couldn't go on the boats to see the dolphins. But one day the winds let up. and we were able to go on the boat. And I really was feeling that armoring. Saturn, too much Saturn can be too much armoring. And I was really feeling the armoring in my heart. And I was in a space of not knowing what I was going to actually do. And it was very quite destructive to myself, the place that I was. It was kind of like, I'm going to blow this up because I don't like it right now, which is not wise. And suddenly the dolphins appeared. And I decided not to jump in the water, but to lean over the bow of the boat. And at the bow of the boat was a mama and her baby dolphin. And my husband and I were leaning over, and they were clicking and making a lot of sound. And the sound waves were coming up, and they were literally melting my heart. And I literally felt this cage in my heart shatter and energy flow and open. And I had this awareness. My job is to bring love, my unconditional love, to the marriage, to find ways to unconditionally love my partner in his imperfections as well as his perfections, and to bring my imperfections to be unconditionally loved by myself and to allow him to love me. And that's what this was really about. And boom, in the next moment, I was a different person. And then my marriage started to change and I started to work with it. And so that's an example of sudden, unexpected, magical changes that can come from Uranus, but we have to work with them. Another example of that could be what's happening now in Georgia. So we had an amazing thing happen. We had Democrats win in Georgia. I think that's an amazing and wonderful thing. And we have the reaction to that, like, let's make it harder for people to vote. We'll close voting on Sundays. You know, we'll go to where progressives are voting. We'll go into the Black community, and we'll go to the young community, the old community. We'll make it really hard for them. And yet you have this uprising of a movement that is international, that is supporting voting rights like never before. And now there is a movement to put pressure on corporations in Georgia, like Coca-Cola, like Delta, to put pressure on the local governments to not restrict voting rights. So that is a way to actually boycott companies if they don't. That's a very tangible, practical, logical, solid, grounded way to bring about change. And it's also an example of the old structures that don't like being changed. So they'll be like, we'll just make it so you can't vote. But it's unlikely to work because the forces of change are stronger than the forces of resistance to that change. There is going to be tension, and we're going to feel that tension, and some of it's going to get really wild, as it has been. But there's going to be more and more very practical, very logical, very systemic people rising up and saying, no, we want justice. And let's see. This dynamic that is here between Saturn and Uranus wakes up the need for sustainable structures. We see the need. And it wakes up our will and our need to take action. So Mars, when Mars activates this, it expands this energy, it ignites it, and it can bring, it can make it, it's like pouring oil and lighting a match. So this, Mars activated this between December 18th and February 7th of this year. So what happened at the Capitol on January 6th happened. This was sort of like a shadow expression of this. June 16th to July 15th, we're going to have the summer solstice. We're going to have some eclipses, and we're going to have Mars activating this. So we will expect that the month of June through July is going to be a time where a lot of action happens. It could be a time of more earthquakes, more fires, more earth changes, but also changes, you know, activism, you know, resistance to change, change moving forward, people taking to the streets. It could be any of that. Uranus is unpredictable, but it is about change. It could also be in your own life that you have sudden flashes of insight, that you have awakening moments, that you start to see the places in your life that need to change and that you cannot stay the same. The thing about this cycle is you cannot stay stuck the same way you used to be able to. It's harder and harder and harder. And the effect of not changing in alignment with your soul's growth becomes more and more exhausting, and it becomes less and less workable. So the way to work with this is to not resist the changes within yourself, to stay very open and very present with yourself. It can be a time of revelations and quick shifts. It is not a time of external stability, but it is a time that you can access internal stability, that heart that I talked about in the beginning, that connection, that light of our higher self that is always connected to us through our heart, that is loving, that is kind, that is joyful, that is presence. No matter what you are experiencing, you can always access that. And with these particular alignments, becomes more available to you if you only ask, if you only tap in. One way to do that is to just put your hand on your heart and breathe and to ask to connect to the energy of that presence. I often will ask for my higher self to set my frequency to high. And then I just breathe and I allow myself to experience it so that I'm both, you know, I want you to think about that we are human beings. We have an ego personality. We have ancestral energies in our blood, in our bones, in our DNA, but we're also cosmic beings. And our cosmic beings' job is to absolutely love and support our human experience. And for our human to turn to our higher consciousness for that love and that support and that guidance is never about getting rid of the human, getting rid of, quote, the ego. It is about allowing ourselves to be completely loved, accepted, and to be in presence with ourselves. And when we do that, something alchemical transforms within us. And that is also very available during this particular time. It's always available, but it's even more available now and over the next year. And actually, if you resist that, things can get really challenging. So the stability comes from within self and also connecting to nature. And it is all about tuning ourselves to create new structures that support all life, that are infused with compassion, wisdom, understanding, and sustainability. The invitation all year and through March to 22 is to surrender to flow, to surrender to unexpected changes, to surrender to the sudden insights that you're going to have, flashes of insight, flashes of guidance, flashes of intuition. You cannot go back to what you think normal was because we're in a portal of change. It is not the type of change that is the end. We're not going to like be birthed into perfection. And I have to say that because a lot of people think, okay, we're going to have this cycle and then we're going to wake up. But what we are doing, because we're at this beginning of a 20-year cycle and a 200-year cycle that's creating massive changes, we are changing the foundation so that we are creating a foundation that supports massive breakthroughs moving forward as well as today. And it may be challenging now as the old and the new sometimes clash, or you move into states of fear or not knowing how to move into the new because it's not quite formed. But Saturn comes in and also helps us to form it. I'm sitting here with my friend Terry, and she is building a new foundation for her business. And that's also an example of a lot of people have seen how their businesses need to change, how their work lives need to change, how making money needs to change. And now it's like, oh, now that I know that, I need to kick that into gear and figure out how to make that work. Freedom comes with learning to let go of our old foundation and our old reference points. It is about learning to dance with the breakdown to breakthrough, dance with sometimes chaos and overwhelm that takes us into a whole new reality. So again, Saturn will be squaring Uranus exactly on February 17th, June 14th, and December 23rd, but it is present all year, very close together, and all the way into March 2022. The themes are freedom and liberation, meeting old structures and old reference points. Freedom, liberation, meeting old structures and old reference points. Deliberate, persistent action pays off. Social justice movements. It brings pressure to change. And in terms of our inner self, it is about dismantling our inner structures of knowing. It is about awakening consciousness. It is about having Saturn observations and inner knowings. And then it brings pressure to change once you have seen what you have seen. Once you know what you know, you can't unknow it. And that Saturn comes in to bring in that pressure to change and grow. It brings the light of awareness into the places of darkness within ourselves. It moves us into places where we may have been frozen. And there may be external forces that invite you to shift your life, or the force of change may come from within. It brings an awareness of that inner presence of light. We are continually invited to activate the qualities of compassion, kindness, aliveness, and creativity and presence. So one of my teachers, Barbara Broski, I'm in a group with her, and she's been asking us to ask ourselves, where is heaven in this moment? And I have found that very helpful. So even if there's a moment of challenge or of suffering, great suffering, where is heaven in this moment? The blue sky, the glistening of the rain on a leaf, the flower or the bud opening, the cry of a baby or the giggle of someone, the sound of a wave, the blades of grass perking up. Heaven is in every moment. And so what else? Oh, there's another person that I really like, and I have been reading a book called Befriending Your Nervous System, written by a woman named Deb Dana. And she says that when you come to a place of overwhelm, you place your hand on your heart and you just say, this is a moment of suffering. Or you might say, this is a moment of change. This is a moment of awareness. Suffering or change or awareness is a part of life. May I be kind to myself in this moment? So that is basically it. A couple more things I want to say about this is when you have a lot of awakening of energy in your body, sometimes it brings physical pain, that energy is moving into places that have been held, the structures of our bodies. And so, it's important to get a lot of sleep as much as you can. It's important to eat more minerals, because we're having electrical changes in our body. And it is also always important to spend as much time in nature as you can and to breathe into your heart. And it's an exciting time. It's actually an optimistic time. It's a time where we're coming, we believe, coming out of this pandemic, and we're starting to appreciate simple things in life, like hugging and being with people and looking forward to joining together again. But everything's changing, and it's important to be very gentle with yourself in this process. That's